This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Late last month, the Army announced it's going to cut a dozen combat brigades from its active forces. You roll that in with the other changes the Pentagon's making as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan wind down, and that's a total of 80,000 soldiers in all by 2017. The communities around military bases are already dealing with furloughs, thanks to the sequester, so they are doing what they can to get by. Luke Quinton has the story from KUT in Austin, Texas.
Fort Hood is like a city. It's home to more than 40,000 assigned soldiers, and the base brings $25 billion to the Texas economy each year. But it's about to lose a brigade. Bill Perry is with the Heart of Texas Defense Alliance. He says that's only 7% of Fort Hood's fighting force.
While I say it could be a lot worse, yes, we could have in fact lost 14% of our in strength. Or, God forbid, someplace like Fort Knox, Kentucky, which lost 43% of its assigned in strength.
No one in the supermarket bats an eye as the anthem is belted out near the produce aisle. It's part of a small ceremony to recognize veterans who work here. Ed Hill was in the Army for 23 years. Now he's the deli manager.
When I first came here, Killeen barely had a highway. Now they're building bridges in Corpus Cove. Harker Heights looks like a metropolis now. It was a nothing here at first.
The town of Killeen is no metropolis, but there's a Target and a Sam's Club is on its way. There's Thai food and chain restaurants and Letitia Womack's home bakery. It all seemed unlikely a decade ago. But a few miles east of Tank Destroyer Boulevard, Womack will sell you gluten-free muffins?
Hi.
Hey, Letitia.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you. Oh, it does smell good in here.
The strip of road that passes south of the base is tacky. You see pawn shops and tattoo parlors. There's hardly a tree in sight. As Bill Perry told me, these communities give soldiers what they need, whether it's healthcare, roads, or pawn shops. Military towns are a lot alike. So it's a surprise when I drive south and a sleek building rises out of the hills. It's all glass and limestone, and there's a second one just like it under construction next door.
My name is Mark Nigliazzo. I'm president of Texas A&M University, Central Texas. Everybody calls me Dr. Mark.
Dr. Mark points out this is the only public university for 100 miles in all directions. In 30 years, he expects 15,000 students. Folks here worked hard to bring changes like this.
During the first Gulf War, when families went home and people boarded up their stores, I think the area sort of made a decision at that point that they didn't want to see that happen again.
Dr. Mark said that Killeen's town leaders realized that it had to clean up its act.
If you surround us with tattoo parlors and beer joints, then the university will build a wall around itself. That's what universities do. Many have. But you have an incredible opportunity here to really integrate the two.
Not everyone's convinced. Womack, the gluten-free baker, lives here in Killeen because of her husband. She knows he may not be in the Army forever.
If he was to get a good job in Houston, we would move back to Houston.
In the last decade, 70,000 people have come here. But keeping them, that's the challenge. In Killeen, Texas, I'm Luke Quinton for Marketplace.